B-Pod Studios.
Nesson, but real quick, Billy, a listener did send us something. We were just talking about the game this weekend, and Billy, you know, Joe Murray, as you know, he likes to spend a little bit of money on the games. Mm-hmm. The spread was Patriots by one. Then there was the news yesterday that Cole Beasley, who is the second most prolific pass receiver from Josh Allen on the Bills, ended up being put on the COVID list. He's going to be out for the game, and the spread moved fairly drastically for one guy that's not the quarterback being out. Like, it moved a point and a half. So it's now at -2.5. And my thinking was, okay, usually that wouldn't happen for just a player like that. You would not have that big of a swing. I thought somebody's got to know something. Somebody's got to think that there's more positive tests to come, because there's, if one player gets it, he's close to everyone else in the locker room. That's just how it's been working for the past like 2 weeks or so. Well, one of our listeners sent us this. There's an article from heavy.com, and it says photo of Bills quarterback Josh Allen's girlfriend raises concerns heading into week 16. It said, after the Bills announced wide receiver Cole Beasley tested positive for COVID-19, even more concern was raised over the quarterback's health. Worries compounded after seeing that Allen's girlfriend, Brittany Williams, was hanging out with the unvaccinated player's wife, Kristen Beasley, at Highmark Stadium on Sunday. Mm-mm. There's a bunch of pictures posting on them, like hugging each other right next to each other. It says the Pilates instructor posted a series of photos on Instagram to celebrate the Bills' win over the Panthers, which included photos with Kristen Beasley. As Cole Beasley recovers, the 32-year-old receiver stated on Instagram that he's experiencing mild symptoms. Now, while Allen has not come out and spoken about his vaccination status, as you mentioned, Christian, there was a picture of him going to see Hamilton, and for most of these things, you have to be vaccinated in order to go see theater. I guess in all of the state of New York, I would think it's the same way. But that would mean the only difference between being vaccinated and unvaccinated is that he would not be out for 10 days. If you're unvaccinated, it's a mandatory 10 days in the NFL. But if you catch it, like a lot of vaccinated players are right now, it seems to be happening to a ton of these guys, then you have to be at least out for the 5 days until you can test back, which would mean he would miss this weekend. And I'm telling you, somebody knows something for that spread.
Absolutely.
There's no question.
One other thing to this, too, is anyone who's out, if they're at an indoor event and they're unvaccinated, they get fined $15,000. Is it like that in the NHL, too? Can they be out in indoors?
That's the first I'm hearing that. Yeah, because I have not heard that until, I know you just got
that report. And again, brown check mark, right? Like we saw it on heavy.com.
Sure, but the pictures are real, though. I mean, like the pictures that
Rich, I think Josh that there's Allen's an element, and I was listening on the way in, I thought it was a great point, but I think the thing that probably is moving the line, too, whether they actually know that about Josh Allen's fiance, girlfriend, whatever she is, Pilates, a personal Pilates instructor, they know the likelihood of it happening to more people.
Yeah.
They have history now.
Yep.
Short history, but they've got history and significant history. So I'm not a gambler, but I'm guessing that the odds makers are saying there's X percent chance, let's call it 90%, whatever, 70% chance that at least one other Buffalo Bill is going to have it, if not more. And therefore, maybe that's maybe they've just got, I don't know how it works. You can tell me I'm full of crap, which I probably am. But maybe odds makers say this is the percent that it's going to happen, and so this impacts the line right now.
And Billy, to your point, we were saying that, you know, Cole Beasley, who's he going to be closest to? Stephon Diggs, one of the other wide receivers, who obviously is a major part of that offense, and Josh Allen. And now we see these pictures.
And is this a way to increase betting by changing the line? And
My God, it is.
Okay.
you're so right about this. You're nailing this.
So if this is a way to increase the betting market, if they're not doing anything illegal, which they're not.
They're just looking for an edge.
They're looking for an edge. Exactly. Yeah. And so I honestly don't bet. Hold on 1 second. Yeah.
But I mean, hockey's like huge.
You're not in New Hampshire.
But listen, hockey's a heavily bet sport, and I'm sure. I know you can't really talk about it. But I mean, there's little things. Goalies miss time, or someone is a scratch early on. It could move the money line.
Hockey really a heavily bet sport?
See, I would never bet on hockey. Really?
Oh my God, yes.
Really
huge.
See, the point spread the same in everyone.
I always
the athletes bet on hockey.
Oh, no, that, okay, it's interesting.
Like the other like other sports bet on hockey.
It's interesting because we are always told, we know that there's gambling, we know there's prop bets a lot now in hockey too, but we're told that hockey is the by far the smallest bet upon sport that there is, and that's why certain revenues aren't, I mean, that's what we were always, I guess, heard. We, you know, the old wives' tale over the
is
years.
Is the handle bigger in an NFL game than a hockey game? Absolutely. And it's because it's once a week.
This what is the handle?
The handle is the money that
the
comes
amount spent.
Oh, okay, all right.
But trust,
you're talking to a moron.
Hockey
here.
Is like one of the best sports to bet. There's over under sides, money lines, plus lines,
but the over
grand
under,
salamis. There's all sorts of things.
I think of like hockey and soccer, are kind of the same way. Like, are the points?
Oh yeah, think about soccer.
Are there enough goals or points, you know, scored? To have like a spread, you know what I mean? It's like it just seems like it's
I don't
so
know
low
enough,
scoring.
But I do think, getting back to your original point again, listening on the way, and couldn't agree with you more. I think at the very least, whether they know something or they just have history.
Patterns.
They have patterns that have happened in the last just 2 weeks.
It's the popcorn pop, and I keep saying it.
And they know it's going to happen to somebody else at this percent, and I believe it opens up a different type of betting, meaning more options for people to bet now.
So let's talk about how this has affected the NHL, because this is a whole, it's being handled completely differently than it is in the NHL and in the NBA now. And a lot of it has to do with Canada being part of it and everything else. Let's first start with the decision for the Bruins to not play before the league was put on pause. The Bruins were not going to Canada. Do you know whose decision that was?
That's the league's.
Okay.
It's all the league's.
So now, I don't know. Was every cross-border matchup canceled or just the Bruins?
Eventually, everyone was paused with cause. And I'm going to get, first thing, cases. We're starting, certain teams percolate more than others, right? Or pop more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the crossing the border, getting everybody back for the holiday optic, was playing a significant role.
Sure.
As it should.
Oh, yeah.
And you already had three or four teams basically go in and not do commando missions, but have to spend significant money and effort and time and logistics to work out.
The Canes.
To get the Canes. Edmonton Oilers, it had to get his name's Jesse Puljujärvi back from Seattle. Now, it's not a long flight, but they had to work it out, and they did, but they had to make sure between the U.S. and Canadian borders, and it all worked, but it was a pretty impressive story. They got him back. If it was too many players, and now there was a lot of talk about, we can figure this out for American teams via car, like the Eastern Seaboard teams, we can drive you back from Montreal, God forbid, or Ottawa, you get stuck there. We think we can, at least. It's going to take... But it ended up being too much, and I do think the players expressed significant concern privately. And I think the league just looked at it and said, wait a second, it's not just one game. Now, we've still got, I don't remember how many, I think it was six more games. There was a rumbling that there was a New York Islander-Montreal game that they were going to allow to happen. That was the last one on the schedule, I believe, for I think it's today, or was today, that they were going to allow, because then we could bus.
And they would have let them do that? Because I thought that was an issue.
And that's why I think it's not happening. And I think that when they just said... You know, they just said, look at all the potential games we have. If we're canceling or postponing the rest of these, why aren't we doing this one?
Well, putting the league on hold solves nothing when it comes to that part of it.
I don't disagree.
So what's going on? Like, how are they, once the games start again,
I don't know.
How are they going to handle
I don't
Canada?
Know the work. I guess Gary Bettman, I don't see a bubble happening.
No.
Gary Bettman and Bill Daly, nobody's calling me right now telling me that they're talking with the Canadian government, but my guess is that they're talking regularly with the Canadian government.
There's no way they're going to make an exception for the NHL. I mean, have they budged at all during all of this for the Canadians? No.
Well, here's the thing. Let me look at it from a different perspective. Have they budged? Well, they allowed the players to go up to bubble, meaning they weren't going to do it, and then they did that. And everything was in Canada, so the players didn't have to go into, you know, the Canadian teams didn't come down. And that's when the borders were, I guess, closed, except for this. And they allowed all those teams in. I know, look, Quebec, now as of a few days ago, no fans for pro or youth sports, minor sports.
Mm-hmm. Montreal, Bell Center has been empty.
Empty. And so now you have Ontario, 50%, I believe. And now in Alberta, 50%.
Toronto's 50. I know the Raptors, they had 50 up
right.
there.
Right. So what I'm doing is I'm going back. I'm saying, all right, I think they're trying to mitigate doing those measures to say, okay, we've done our part there. Now when we work with NHL teams, are you know, Joey, bubble? No, but are we saying to the NHL teams, you come up here, you're bubbling here.
Ooh.
You come in. That's my guess.
Is there enough time to bubble? You can't do
when
that.
When I say bubble, well, what it is Mike, again, nobody has called me, but I've been reading too much.
You're spitballing.
And I'm spitballing here.
Well, this is your life.
I'm brown checkmarking. Billy Brown checkmark. What I'm thinking is that we know that every team will test right before they leave.
Yep.
Get on the plane. Get up there. My guess is test up there. And then the next day, test again, and that's it.
And they're positive, they're screwed.
There will be some type of a procedure in place. They may have to stay up there. They may have to, but the players will, again, my guess, will be willing to take that chance to do it if it means that the games go. So now, but and here's the thing, can they change the schedule, alter it enough to where now, and this might be too much, to where maybe teams go up there for multiple games instead of just one and dones. Is it, by
so
the
you
way,
have to change the entire schedule?
Maybe, and that might be the stupidest thing because maybe it's actually better and easier if you've been testing, and we haven't even got to, I'm sure you're going to ask me, or we're going to discuss how the NFL has gone to different testing. The NHL's not there just yet because of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But will they allow, like, if you go in and out of Canada, I think it's 48 hours with one test, right now you're fine. Yeah, like if you go up, you don't have to test. But it's not going to be that way. I guarantee you the Canadian government will say, you're coming into our border. Mm-hmm. You're going to test.
Yeah.
We're going to test you again. And then the team, you're bubbling. You are in the hotel.
I can't believe we're talking about this. I'm sorry. I can't believe we're back at this.
I can't either.
This is insane. And especially with all the, I don't know.
Between youth sports, which I'm very, very involved with, between family, like we all have and everything. Holy, you know what? The last few days, I'm not speaking for anybody else here.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The other day was as low as I have felt. And you know, we joke on Nesson and like half true, half not. You know, I can be, you know, grumpy here and there off the air and everything. You know what? Like I try to stay positive about this and I the other day I was like, are you effing kidding me?
It's your livelihood.
It is my livelihood. It had that same feeling of, because they're saying December 27th. That's the scheduled start date. We don't.
Yeah, and there's all this stuff with the. We'll talk. I want to talk to you when we get back about the new news about the Olympics, about the people not going over there. But most of all, now you're getting some players who are upset that they're not going to the Olympics. Big name players, and I want to get your
and a thought on Tuukka Rask as well.
And a little bit about Tuukka Rask as well. But I want to get your read as to whether or not the Bruins are all 100% the decision that they made. We'll do that right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Every day.
He looks worse than me. Way worse than me.
Toucher and Rich.
And I don't look good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and chill.
Is Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich. We got Billy Jaffe, who is, of course, a Bruins analyst for Nesson, and he joins us in the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. We're just talking about that rafters section that they've got up at the TD Garden. I got a membership there. I actually really like it. It's like, I mean, especially when it's hockey, it's like you're playing a video game almost. It's like right there in front of you and the whole thing's all laid out. You don't have to wait in line for the bathrooms. It's not bad. Not bad. And it's also hidden from all the peasants.
Yeah.
Throw scraps. No, it's all
clean
right.
Clean bathrooms.
Clean bathrooms. I do like it. Quick beer.
I'm going to try it out when Bruins are on national TV if I'm not at the NHL Network.
Yeah.
Go up there, watch it. Period.
It's a great, I've really liked it. And that little elevator that brings you right to it. That's not bad at all. Okay, so we were just talking about everything that's been going on with the NHL. We talked about the Canada issue. Mm-hmm. By the way, be listening in about 7 minutes. Your chance to score a pair of tickets to be at Gillette Stadium this Sunday as the Patriots welcome the Buffalo Bills to town. Tune into the Sports Hub for pregame with Bertrand and Gasper and postgame with, of course, Jim and Joe Murray. All right, so they just announced, the NHL did, that the men's hockey, they're not going to send any players to China for the Olympics. This is something that, you know, when we had Nick Foligno on, you've heard the interview. You're here for the interview. Sure. That's right. You were here for it. Mm-hmm. And he sounded like the team just wanted nothing to do with that because you could be stuck there for upwards, I think they said, of 5 weeks if you end up testing
positive.
Worst case
scenario.
Worst case scenario, upwards of 5 weeks, which is a mess. So good on the NHL for saying, we don't want to risk that happening. This is not something we need to do. On top of that, there's games that need to be made up.
And just so you know, there was because of this, in the agreement the PA and the NHL had with the schedule being postponed, that triggered a clause that allowed the NHL as well to say, you can't go now.
That's right, because the players
really had the vote in it.
Yeah.
So
there was a COVID rescheduling,
right,
then they had the right to step in and do this.
Right. So in theory, was it just the league? No, but I got to think in theory, technically it's the league. However, I got to think in theory, I'd like to think it was a mutually agreed upon decision.
All right, so Sidney Crosby's pissed. Story just came out this morning. Sidney Crosby wanted to play in the Olympics. It probably would have been his last Olympics, I would think.
How about Steven Stamkos?
Yeah.
He wasn't on anybody's Team Canada roster when the fun rosters began to begin the season.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now he's been unbelievable.
Now you can't deny him.
He's been stammer time again.
So from what you know,
yeah,
are any of the Bruins pissed?
I don't know. Rich, I don't. I do not get the opportunity to sit and talk to the guys anymore. It's the thing, besides working actually just game in, game out, it's the thing that I miss most desperately about my job, sitting down with a guy. And that's why I asked Nick Foligno last week when I said to him, listen, Nick, if I was in the locker room, I'd ask you this the same thing. I'd say, how you doing? Like, really? Because are you, he hadn't scored. He still hasn't scored, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would.
Did he score one? Did he score one the other day?
No.
I thought he had. Oh, he got a fight. I'm sorry. It was a big ass fight.
So. But it's the same thing. Go up to guys and be like, what are you really thinking? You know, what are you, And we don't get that information anymore.
Yeah.
You got to do the pool reporting. Or you wait around for the one player to come into the media room. And while that's nice, and I praise all the teams for at least doing that, it's not the same as being able to sit down with a guy and really talk to him at their locker and say, what's going on?
Yeah.
And my guess is that at least 50% of the league is disappointed. I mean, of the guys that were eligible for it, at least half of them, if not more. I think it would change based on guys who have had it symptomatically, asymptomatically, okay, both, and also who have had family members. And my guess is, we heard Connor Hellebuck, an American-born kid, played at Lowell, in fact, was a phenomenal goal at UMass Lowell. He's in Winnipeg, though, and he came out, and he's pretty hard the other way, like, this is overkill. This is too much. And he would have been on the U.S. roster.
So why is not, because I read a little about this morning. Why are they not following what the NFL is doing and where they are going
It starts with Canada. That's the first thing. It starts with Canada. I do not think that Canada would go for
less testing.
Less testing.
Yeah.
Symptomatic versus asymptomatic, and then I think you'd have no chance of crossing the border then if that was a starter.
Yeah, that's
the first thing. You have one Canadian team in the NBA in Toronto. Mm-hmm. Does it make it easy? No, easier. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. NHL 7.
Yeah.
Too many.
Yep.
I do think the NHL is going to look to try and massage it a bit to try and find some way. To make it a little bit easier, This is so outside of my pay grade. I don't know what that means, though.
So there is now, just like you've seen in the NBA, you know, they're getting guys who are being called up because they're running out of bodies.
From the D-League, right?
From the D-League.
The hardship.
Yeah.
Or in general. Yeah. They can literally just hire and sign anybody they want.
Substitute teacher.
They could?
Sure. You know, they're going to get Nick's going to be out there playing for the – although he would be
okay, but in
be
NBA,
better than some of those players.
You guys told me this. You need – you're required. You have to have at least eight players.
You got to have eight.
Okay, you can play a basketball game, albeit you're going to have some really tired guys, and I think you're going to put some guys into a bad situation potentially if it's more than one game.
Mm-hmm.
You can play with eight, right? You can run with eight.
Yeah.
In the NHL, you need – I mean, we've seen teams play with 16 skaters.
Yeah.
Usually it's 18. You can't go below that for multiple. And then here people say, well, call them up from the minors. The problem is the minors have been devastated, mm-hmm. have been and by the COVID hit. And so now you have nobody to call up.
So do you see a situation where, you know, Swayman's on the list now? Do you see, does this mean that we might see Tuukka time a little earlier than we thought we were going to see Tuukka time?
No, I think Swayman's going to be fine.
Or do we see Tuukka time at all? With everything that's happening.
Well, you see, Joe's whole thing is that they might go back into a bubble and the Tuukka wouldn't want to do it. There's no chance of a bubble.
Okay, wait a second.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, it's two different questions.
Okay.
There's no chance of a bubble.
Yeah. I don't see bubble financially. That is the last resort.
Yeah, yeah. They're not going to
bubble.
Do that.
They want to get all 82 in somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Bubble cost them significant money, yet they pulled it off and it gave them great, great vibe for doing it. I don't see him doing it again. Something like $30 million or something crazy. Okay. With regard to, I think Swayman's going to be fine. You know, hockey gods, COVID, you know, willing to come back to 26 or 27.
Okay.
So
Allmark gets it. Then what happens?
Well, you've got guys in the minors now. You called up Kyle Kaiser the other day. You've got guys in the American League that you are going to call up before. Now, do you see Tuukka earlier? You got to remember, guys, just he's looked. I saw him make a right pad save last time I was at Warrior. I think it was last week. I think it was the beginning of last week. And I'm like, oh, that leg looks pretty. That hip looks pretty darn good. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's cleared to actually come back. And he's not doing it every day. He's not. He's got to get game action. Is he ahead of schedule for all indication? By all indications, yes, Rich.
Okay. Well, I just find that part of an interesting.
Would he come back with everything that's happening?
If you're traveling and playing, of course. This is completely different than being in a bubble and being away from your family. I mean, because those are the things
so,
that we've
Joey.
Heard.
It's
totally different.
I do. I think, you know, he's also been around the team. He's been there, you know. So my best guess is, yeah, bud.
All right.
So.
Caller number 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to be at Gillette Stadium this Sunday as the Pats take on the Buffalo Bills. Tune into the
What's
Sports
the
Hub.
What's the line going to be?
It's going to get worse
when you find
out today that Josh Allen is out because Cole Beasley's girlfriend and his girlfriend were together. Tune into the Sports Hub for pregame with Bertrand and Gasper and postgame with Jim and Joe Murray. Zaboral, that's a big loss, isn't it?
Well, what it absolutely is for the player. It's significant ACL injury out, surgery, out, given that he had started to really show that it looked like he belonged on a consistent basis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having him healthy could also allow you to make a deal with somebody else in the roster, perhaps in the theoretical, you know, trade world to try and help reimagine a bit of the DNA of your team because you'd have some more similar defensemen, you know, that style. And I feel awful for the kid more than anything. And then it doesn't help the team in that it just isn't from an obvious perspective. Kid Jakob, you know, Jake was looking good.
Mm-hmm.
He was looking really solid.
What do you got going for the next few days? Now that you got a little bit of time off,
I hate it again. I lived it once. What do I have going? I'll fully admit a little. I'm trying to be calm about it,
mm-hmm.
but I want to start working again the 27th. Going to go take care of some things today. The kids, just like you, do stuff. Youth hockey practice the other night and game tonight and... Just trying to dodge it, man. Just trying to trying to deke around it.
When's the last time you got out there and actually played competitively with somebody? Just like, even if it's like, you know, because I know you did that thing with the military a while back.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time you got out there? Because we were talking about Hockey Town.
Well, I was screwing around playing in, I know the exact date. I went out to a skate on June 28th. In between, in fact, I'd come home from right before the Stanley Cup started. And the next day I was going to the NHL Network for 3 days to work studio. And I caught a rut doing a pull-up move, and I put my arm got sealed on between the glass and the boards. And I cranked my arm, and it ended up being my full ACL. My full rotator cuff there, my bicep tendon.
That's right. That's you've been getting that looked at. So, that's right.
Looked at. I had it. I had 2.5 hour surgery. And then I also had my AC joint cleaned out because it was bone on bone in there. Anyways, so that's the last time I'd been out there and really playing competitively. I'm trying to skate a little bit now to get just the pounds off.
You still check, guys?
Oh, God, no. God, no. I can't do anything with this arm right now. Can't shoot. I can't do anything.
Do guys try to check you?
No, nobody did.
Billy Jaffe, I see on TV. You think you're some big bad skater.
They
out
just
here.
Laugh at me now how slow I am.
When was the last time? How long ago was it until you checked somebody? Or you got checked?
I played an event overseas in 2017, and there was some contact there. It wasn't full checking, but
Was that a moment where you're like, my body's not what it used to be?
Get older. Absolutely, but you know what it is? It's you just remember how hard it is. You just remember, and it wasn't again full throttle checking because it was a 40 and over tournament with some good teams: U.S., Canada, the Ukrainian team. An Israeli team.
Probably guys who have played.
The Ukrainian team was all former. I'd say it was 90% all. Either, they played in the KHL, the Ukrainian Pro League.
There's pride there, too.
It was funny. And you're going, and then you just remember. Oh. It was awesome because, you know, I think it was 8 games in five games in 8 days, and your body was just jello.
Oh yeah.
Afterwards,
it's weird. Billy is you know, for people who haven't, you know, played like the way you have, you know, we watch the game, and you have to remember sometimes this isn't NHL 95. Like every one of those hits into the board,
right?
Like,
but this was more. Just to be clear, this was not full throttle. Where if you had your head down, you were going to get clocked because the rules were you were allowed to seal off and when I say finish, push into the boards and stuff, and you forget how those cumulative plays and the battles in front even add up. And, you know, it's awesome because the competitive juices get flowing again.
Sure.
And the stick, you know, the slashing comes back out again a little bit here and there. And the funny thing is, that was such a low level compared to what, forget the NHL guys play, but just good minor league players on the coast and the East Coast play in the ECHL. People don't give that enough credit, and it's just a great memory. And, you know, it's all said and done. 99% of every player, their road leads to beer league, men's league, or whatever. And you get there and enjoy it. And it's, I love the competition of actually playing. The juices, I haven't played again since the shoulder because I just can't.
Have you ever stepped into a beer league game, or not a beer league, but just like a game with others?
Yeah.
And you immediately knew maybe this was a bad idea because there's a guy on the other team that's out of control.
Yeah, there was two. One was in Atlanta. That's a long time ago, though, when we were there together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, come on. I think it was some kids that either just graduated from Georgia or Georgia Tech.
Why
Georgia Tech?
They have these club teams there or whatever, and they're playing up at Duluth. And one kid was running around, and I'm like, do I really want it? Like, do
guys
I
just
really
act like
want
a jackass?
To, yeah. Do yeah. I really, really want to do anything here? You know, because you get then the bad publicity or whatever.
Sure.
And thankfully on our team, we had this guy. His name was Cam Brown. He's a tough kid. Played in the minors a bit, American League a bit. And he just ended, and that was his gig. He was and he just grabbed the kid. And he wasn't.
He ends that stuff.
Yeah, and he just did it and started. And I grabbed another kid, and I'm like, "What are you doing? You know, what are you doing?" Then there was another one in New York. I only played one. A buddy said, "Yeah, come out and play." And I'm like, "Okay." And I played one men's league game years ago in on Long Island.
Uh-huh.
And there was some guy that I think he stuck out, if I remember correctly, stuck out the knee or something like that. And then I just started slashing him. I'm not going to, you know, just start slap shotting.
Sure.
And I love physical contact, but I'm not going to be the guy running around looking to take somebody's head off.
But I could just see that. I could see that showing up. You're like, all right, let's get out here.
But
let's
that was the last time I've done that. And then I just look for great groups to go skate with, to play with. Found a phenomenal group here in Boston area of guys that would skate, and I miss skating with them. Blue Gold, it's called.
Yeah.
Phenomenal group of players and people. And you know what? The workout's great. Every once in a while, somebody might run around a bit. And you know what? That guy gets called out and put in their place.
I just love that you had a league where there was a guy whose job was basically to take care of jackasses like that.
He was just there. He happened to be my teammate. He's like, you know, and he literally did the third turnbuckle thing and just grabbed the, you know.
Why am I imagining Jeff Odgers when you say that?
Because it was a good buddy of Jeff Odgers.
Oh, was there? Yeah. Jeff Odgers. Jeff Odgers, and I'm really going way too long. But Jeff Odgers was,
know him here. He would play for the Bruins.
Well, sure. But Odgers, like in person, and I don't know if you can see it as much on TV or when you're at the game, but in person, when you're face to face with Jeff Odgers, because we used to have him in studio all the time, his nose is nowhere near the center of his face. Like, that's a guy that's been punched over and over and over and over again.
He was one of the last great open fighters in the NHL. There was an era of that, and he was wide open.
Oh.
And he would lead. Ryan Vanderbush was another guy. Same size. Jeff Odgers is not that big either.
No.
And he would take everybody on.
Pit bull.
Oh, my God. He used to do, and he still does. He's one of the greatest guys I've ever been around in the league. And he was a Saskatchewan kid, still is. He's back up there. And part of his training would be working on the farm, literally working on the farm and moving hay bales. And unbelievable. And
we've talked to Sean Thornton about him.
He was never a fighter until he went to juniors. Same thing with a guy I know very well, who's now the GM of the Winnipeg Jets, Kevin Cheveldayoff. He hadn't fought. These guys didn't fight ever until they were like 15 or 16 when they went to play in the Western Hockey League. That was Kevin Cheveldayoff. I think Odgers was there or another team. I don't remember where he was. But these guys didn't fight until then. They had to time.
And then you got to.
And in the Western League, you had to.
There's a Google search for Jeff Odgers' nose, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Jeff Odgers' nose. Just Google it.
He's the best.
It's like under his right eye. Like, it's nowhere near the center of his body.
It's four different directions.
The amount of times that thing's probably been broken is just, at some point, you just don't even get it fixed.
Well, he probably, I'm hoping he got it fixed when he was done playing for breathing purposes.
You would think so. He was the best. It's just when you mentioned that, it's the first guy I thought of. All right, Billy Jaffe, thank you very much. We've gone way over.
Happy holidays.
You're so damn entertaining. We couldn't let you leave.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Please stay safe and healthy.
Well, Happy New Year. I won't see you until after the New Year, so.
You got it.
We'll see you soon. All right, here is a Christian.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Talking about the game is no game.
You are listening. You are enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friend.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Booty the big booty reindeer had a very large behind. And if you saw it jiggle, it would really blow your mind. All of the other reindeers trying to make him feel ashamed. They would look down on Rudy just as he wasn't the same. Then one froggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudy, all you do is work. Won't you show me how to twerk? And all the other reindeers realized that they were stressed out. Rudy, the big booty reindeer, taught the North Pole to bounce.
Rudy was a big booty reindeer. He lived out better than a pole. He wasn't like the other reindeers, because they would treat him cold. Freedom whenever he had a chance. Rudy, 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 Rudy.
bouncing starts on stage, the Big Frieda show. You're going to go to that, right? Big Frieda with Trombone Shorty?
I mean, I'm not going to say no to that.
That is a can't-miss show this summer. Forget about all the other ones and any kind of festival. It is the Trombone Shorty Big Frieda concert that's going to be coming down to the Seaport.
And if you can't get tickets, go to Legals and sit on the patio. You can hear the whole thing.
Yeah, I've done that before. Yeah.
I did that with the Talking Head show.
Who did I hear one time? I was at dinner at, I think it was at Legal, and might have been Zolak's favorite band. Might have been the Speedwagon.
Oh wow.
Might have been REO Speedwagon.
Everclear.
Which would have been Everclear? Oh, no.
Whatever you say is favorite.
I don't think it's his favorite one. I think it might be on the bottom of that list. Now, I would believe so. Okay, so I heard you mention this off the air, Joe, and it is kind of weird. Right now, it looks like Leonard Fournette is going to be out for the rest of the regular season. They hopefully he'll be back for the playoffs, but they brought in Le'Veon Bell in the meantime.
He sucks.
Yeah, no, he's not very good.
That guy, like, there's nothing in the tank.
Well, okay. Think about it this way. What was everyone saying about Leonard Fournette before he went to the Bucs? He sucks.
He wasn't used right in Jacksonville. Well,
if there's anybody that is going to make him look good, don't you think?
You're right.
It's the Tom Brady offense.
You're right.
So, yeah, all of a sudden he's going to have this resurgence, and then they're going to win a Super Bowl and blah, blah, blah.
He's talking like, oh, yeah. Bruce Arians very high. Very high on the Bucks, and maybe he should be, but like Antonio Brown's going to be there this week, and here's Le'Veon Bell, and he's going to have to take on the role.
You know what I love about Bruce Arians? His strong spine. The way that he just doesn't let anybody walk all over him. The way that he doesn't let the world know that he has no kind of voice in that locker room. That basically it's Tom Brady that calls all the shots. I love it the way he just sits there and feigns that that he is actually somebody who is making decisions, when indeed it's not that case at all. I love how he got all tough with that reporter when they asked him about Antonio Brown coming back. And they're like, hey, you know, Antonio Brown, you know, it was reported that you're bringing him back on the team. But you said here if he slips up once, then he's gone. What happened to that? He goes, well, I don't give a blank what anyone thinks. Yow! I'm rooting tootin' Bruce Arians.
Well, they need him.
Well, of course they do. That's the whole reason. Yeah, he's like, oh, well, I mean, Tom Brady wouldn't like it if he wasn't here.
Yeah.
Seeing that Godwin's going to be out, I think, for the rest of the year. Like, he's not coming back to the playoffs.
Evans is week to week. Yeah. It's because Brady runs the team. And
they're still going to win a Super Bowl. Despite all that, they're still going to win a Super Bowl. I'm convinced of it. And by the way, Vegas is not convinced of not just that he's not going to win a Super Bowl, but they are really reading into that horrible game that Brady had this past week because
they're 11-point favorites against a divisional opponent on the road, which I haven't seen in I don't know how long.
But if I'm not mistaken, didn't Aaron Rodgers take over as the MVP favorite after this weekend?
Yes. I believe he did, yes.
I think he did, which is something that 5-6 weeks ago I never would have thought would have happened because of, you know, people who wouldn't have ever given the MVP for the stunt that he pulled this year. I mean, Vegas seems to think that, you know, bygones are bygones. And listen, I mean, in a world where there was no controversy like that, sure, he should be up there. But another thing is Jonathan Taylor moved up a decent amount, according to Vegas.
He's the most valuable to his team.
Brady.
I mean, Rodgers pretty valuable to his team too.
They played with Love, and they look what happened. They scored 7 points or whatever it was.
So Jonathan Taylor has moved to +500, and I think just 2 weeks ago he was like +2500. He has been obviously moving like at a record pace. So it looks like now Aaron Rodgers is at odds of +100, and now Tom Brady has slipped to he used to be -170, and now he's +250. So there you go. You basically have a 3-man race because Mahomes got dropped. He's at +1600. He's not up there as well. Belichick still in the lead now?
Rodgers +125, Brady 200. You're right.
Wow, that's interesting.
This is all off DraftKings right now. Yep, Belichick still is tied. For the
Kings, is he still with Kingsbury? Because he hasn't looked too hot lately.
Kingsbury stinks too.
I know people don't like him. I think he's fine, but he's a good coach. He's a good coach.
By the way, if Harbaugh is here going for two with a backup quarterback, would we have a problem with it here?
I don't have a problem. See, I like ballsy moves by coaches like that. I have no problem with it.
It's the backup quarterback in the game. Hmm? Like, take your shot. I don't know. Maybe the team was like, hey, we have a shot.
I loved what what's-his-name from the Rams, not the Rams, the Chargers did that one game. Staley, he was just like, I'm just going to keep going for it. Going to keep going for it. Keep going. I know it lost him the game, but I like, as a fan, I love when like coaches put their balls out there and go for stuff
like
that.
I don't think analytics had a lot to do with that, even though people want to.
I got no problem with that. No problem with that whatsoever. All right, Christian Arcan, thank you very much.
Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Did you feel more comfortable being able to ask questions during interviews, unlike Adam Jones lets you do?
No, I'd like to go back to the old way.
Okay, all right. If you want to, that's perfectly fine.
By the way, the Brooklyn game just got postponed Thursday.
Great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is the Brooklyn-Portland. Celtics game still on?
Still on for now.
All right. I looked at the potential lineups. Both teams ravaged.
Cleveland Cavaliers have covered like 14 games in a row.
Not really. They've been. Yeah.
So guess we'll keep our eyes on that one.
Maybe LeBron James might demand a trade and go back to Cleveland. That would be fun. I saw Perkins throw that scenario out there. I thought it was fairly interesting. All right. One more show for me. We will see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.